Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
And thanks to Hurricane Arthur, the annual July 4th celebration on the Esplanade in Boston was held a day early, and it was abbreviated. WBUR's Jack Lepiars was there.
The day started innocently enough. Blue skies, temperatures in the upper 80s. Many of those, like Eric Seckler from Charlotte, North Carolina, were hoping for at least a little rain.
I'm looking forward to it if it'll cool me off a little bit.
Concert goers were lined up as early as 8 o'clock the night before. Jason Thompson from Detroit was one of them, the second person in line to stake out his spot in front of the hat shell.
There's no place I'd rather be. We're in the cradle of America's revolutionary history. One of the greatest cities in American history. This is the best place to be.
As showtime neared, skies remained blue. Temperatures remained high with no sign of rain. And Boston Pops conductor Keith Lockhart said the decision to move the concert up a day looked like it was paying off.
Looking at this, I feel better and better about the decision that the authorities made about this, because this is obviously a much better night for a concert than tomorrow is supposed to be.
Even as the night's headliner, the Beach Boys, took the stage, there was little thought among the crowd that the show might have to be cut short. It was just before the 1812 overture that concert MCs told the crowd they were skipping one of the marquee moments of the show. Instead of playing the overture, organizers moved straight to the fireworks, telling the crowd that if there was time, the song would be added to the end of the program. That never happened. Authorities issued an evacuation order as the fireworks finished, but fans who had booed the decision not to play the 1812 overture still gave organizers an ovation and cheers as they left the Esplanade. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Jack Lepiars.